They can't find the leaker. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The search for whomever leaked a draft copy of the Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe has faltered.
Investigators tasked by the Chief Justice to find the source of a leaked opinion 8 months ago of the Dobbs decision has to date been unable to identify a person responsible, according to a new statement from the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts ordered a probe, calling the leaked opinion to the publication Politico an egregious breach of trust. An investigation has found it is unlikely the court's IT systems were hacked. Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff also aided a review, concluding he cannot identify any additional useful investigative measures.
Fox's Jared Halperin saying there is no there. President Biden Thursday tried to minimize the discovery of classified documents from the Obama administration in three unsecured locations linked to him.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly.
One of the locations was the Biden's Delaware home. The administration had said there were no visitor logs available, but the FBI now says it has records of who came and went and will provide them to Congress if it's asked to. A desperate search Thursday evening near White Plains, New York for a missing small plane has ended tragically. The single-engine Beechcraft found wedged in some trees in a wooded area near the Westchester County Airport. Two occupants on board both reported dead. The plane had left JFK bound for Cleveland. The pilot reported engine trouble, said he'd try to make it to the Westchester County Airport, but did not. Recession fears leading to another down day on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow dropping 252 points, NASDAQ off 104, the S&P 500 closing 30 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're learning more about the computer trouble that grounded every flight in the U.S. last Wednesday.
The FAA is out with a preliminary review on the full ground stop of January 11th. It says contract personnel unintentionally deleted files and there's no evidence of a cyber attack. They'd been working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. For the first time since 9/11, just about every plane in the country was stuck on the ground for a time after a message system meant to alert pilots to potential flight hazards went down. Over 11,000 flights were disrupted. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration report the seizure of more than 400 pounds of what they suspect is a chemical that's often used to make fentanyl. The stuff arrived at a Phoenix warehouse in a series of smaller packages from China. Investigators say it's a chilling sign that producers may be moving the manufacture of the deadly synthetic opioid to American soil. Police in Opelika, Alabama say they've solved a decades-old cold case using DNA to identify the remains of a child who'd been found near a mobile home in 2012 as Amori Wiggins, who they say had been beaten and starved to death. The girl's father has been arrested in Jacksonville. A freak accident outside a Denny's restaurant Thursday has killed a woman.
A 72-year-old Kentucky woman is dead and two others are injured after a giant Denny's sign came crashing down on top of the car they were sitting in. It happened Thursday afternoon in the parking lot of the restaurant in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Police say they believe heavy winds knocked the sign off its base, causing it to fall off a tall pole, crushing the car beneath it. Two women and one man had to be extricated by the Elizabethtown Fire Department and were taken to a nearby hospital, where one of them later died from their injuries. The conditions of the other two victims are not known. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.